大家好, 新年快乐. He's supposed to translate for me.
Hello everyone, happy new year.
That's about all I know, I only speak a little Chinese.
他可以接着讲. One thing you can say more.
Yeah, love to learn more. So, I'm so happy to be here, thank you for welcoming me.
我很高兴能够来到这里跟大家见面.
So this coming year is known as the year of the wood snake.
今年在中国的这个农历的新年是好像是蛇年。
So after searching the internet what is meant for this year, I found three main areas that they said to focus on.
我在这个网上看一下，知道我们在蛇年有三件事情需要我们注意的。
The first is introspection, second, transformation, and third is growth.
第一个就是内省或者是自我省察，第二是更新变化，第三个就是如何的成长。
And these are things that we desire in the new year.
这是我们在新年中所期盼的。
These can be good, but we will compare tonight what the world says to do versus how God does it.
这好像是很好的事情，但是我们要今天比较一下这个世界如何来看这件事情，在神的眼光如何看这件事情。
And so the first thing we do is introspection or self-reflection.
第一个就是我们看到这个自我省察或者是内省这个字。
And this could be defined as the process of examining one's thoughts, feelings, and sensations.
我们可以说自己省察自己里面的思想、感觉，或者是里面的情感。
So it's an inward reflection of ourselves and our lives.
就是看着扪心自问，看着里面的光景是怎么样。
This is good and helpful for our lives.
这好像是对我们每个人是一个好的，对我们是有帮助的。
It helps us to slow down, especially with the busy world where we live in.
当这个世界纷乱，忙碌的时候，我们可以慢慢停下来。
And it sets the foundation for you to actually be able to transform and grow.
让我们可以成为一个根基，让我们借着这根基向下面改变或者成长。
But oftentimes we don't introspect, we don't reflect.
很多时候我们没有自省，没有自己省察。
With the long amounts of long hours of studying and work.
很长时间的工作或者学习。
Also sitting in traffic and constant entertainment too.
在塞车或者是在很多很多的娱乐节目里面。
And we have phones in front of us constantly doing something and talking to people.
我们发觉我们自己常常在做事情跟人讲话。
But we need to reflect and slow down sometimes.
我们实在有时候需要停下来自己思想一下。
And also, how we reflect is important.
我们如何来检查自己也是很重要的。
One of the popular recent ways in our culture is to have mindfulness.
有很多时候我们知道，这种世界上的方法就叫这个正念或者内观。
And according to the definition, it means involving being present in the moment and observing your thoughts without judgment.
就是现在我现在想什么，就在这个时候没有自我评价的来看看我自己里面的想法是如何。
And in a corporate job I was just in, they made us do these exercises.
在我从前工作上，让我们公司里鼓励我们做这样的练习。
But it's interesting, it says, without judgment, that whatever we want to think or do is good.
就是让我们不要自己评判自己，无论我们想什么做什么都是好的。
And we can believe whatever we want.
我们可以相信我们自己所相信的任何的东西。
And truth is relative, whatever you feel like believing.
真理却是一个可以参照的。 But,
但是我们想说想的，那是我们所。But is this true? Let us consider what God says.
那是这是一个好的做法吗？我们想看看神怎么说。First,
the Bible is clear that it's important to self-reflect.
圣经讲得很清楚，我们自己看看自己内心世界是重要的。Haggai
1:5 says, "Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways."
哈该书第五章第五节那里说，现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。So
God himself says to reflect.
神说你要自己省察。
But second, it challenges the idea that we know what's best.
但是要对我们挑战，就是我们知道自己所想是最好的。
Psalm 139, 3-4 says this, You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
诗篇139篇3-4节这里说，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的，耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
The reality is you know yourself better than I know you.
我相信你对自己的了解一定比我对你的了解更多。
So from a human perspective, you know yourself best.
从一个人的角度来说，实在你对自己是最了解的。
But God, the creator of the world, the creator of humans,
但是神这个宇宙和人的创造者,
He knows each of us best, our thoughts, our emotions.
他实在对我们比自己更了解我们自己的想法和我们的感觉。
And so as we self-reflect, we need to bring the Creator in to allow Him to search and reflect within us.
当我们自己醒察的时候，我们需要约请这位创造主带我们，帮助我们一同的来醒察我们自己。
And this includes allowing Him to search us, even if there's not good things in us.
尽管我们里面可有一些不好的事情，但是我们约请这位创造者来检查我们。
Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says this, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
在同一个圣经里面第23节到24节那里说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。 看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So what does it look like when we invite God to search us and to reflect within us?
当我们约请神来到我们内心世界里，帮我一同醒察的时候，会什么样的情况呢？
Ultimately, He will see that and He will show us that we fall short of God's perfect standard and law.
实在我们对神的那个公义的 律法的标准来说，我们是有欠缺的。
We have disobeyed God's laws.
我们对他的律法是悖逆的。
We often use the word sin or missing the mark.
我们常常用罪或者是不合标准来形容。
And God is completely perfect.
神是一个完全的神。
And we may say holy or set apart, there's no one like Him.
或者说我们他是圣洁的，他是与众不同的。
But we are not perfect. We have all lied or stolen or been greedy. We have been prideful or just too busy to consider others. We think that we deserve more me time or material things. It's self-focused.
我们常常觉得我们需要更多属于自己的时间，使用我自己的东西，是关心我自己。
And so if we read through the whole Bible, we will see that we cannot follow all of the laws.
我们读过整个圣经，发觉我们自己没有办法遵守神的律法。
God is not only perfect, but He is just.
神不光是他是完全的，而且他是公正的。
Meaning we get what is deserved, both in judgment, but also in reward.
神对我们是奖赏分明的。
And the Bible is clear that the result or payment of our disobedience is death and even hell.
圣经讲得很清楚，当我们跟神背逆的时候，远离神的时候，对我们来说就是死，甚至是地狱。
It's separation from God. And so in our reflection of our lives, we will see that we fall short of what God commands us. And even in reflection of myself, I deserve to be judged by God. But in the same reflection, when we ask God to search us, we will see that God created us as humans in His image. That at the same time that He finds those sin and the deserving of judgment,
这是罪有应得需要得到刑罚,
we will see that God loves us so completely and perfectly.
但是我们又看到神如何的完全的没有瑕疵的来爱我们。
He does not love you if you improve yourself.
他不是因为你得进步了才爱你的。
He does not love you if you fix those areas in your life.
不是把一些生命中一些的缺陷修好了他才爱你。
He loves you today as you are sitting here this evening.
就是今天你晚上坐在这里的时候，现在这个时候他还是爱你的。
Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节，为基督在我们还在做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Oftentimes, the love that we experience is if we do something nice for a person. Or if we obey, then we're rewarded. But this love that God gives is different. We do the opposite of what we are supposed to do. Yet God pursues and values us to the point that He sent His Son Jesus. He saw the humanity rebelling against God and cursing God. And He says, I love you. In the same way, many of us rebel against God. And maybe you're living as if you're your own God and accumulating wealth.
好像你在积攒钱财，你觉得你自己就是神。
And you don't have time for God.
你跟神没有说神啊，我没有时间去对你。
God still loves you.
但是神仍然爱你。
This is a different kind of love.
这是一个不同的爱。
And He not only sent His Son, but His Son died, taking the judgment that you and I deserve.
不光是他把他儿子带到世上来，而且他担负了我们一切罪的刑罚。
I deserve the wrath of God, but Jesus stepped in front and said, No, He is mine.
我对神的愤怒，对我来说是罪有应得的，但是耶稣基督站在我们面前说，他是我的。
And He did this because He loves us.
他这样做是因为他爱你。
And I can say clearly tonight that you are loved, and Jesus proved that by dying in your place.
我们在这里可以说，每个人在座每个人都是被神所爱的人。 耶稣基督在十字架上所做的，就证明了他对你的爱。
And He proved that He was God and that He is enough by rising from the dead.
也证明他就是神，因为他从死里面复活。
And so this is not a past person, it's a living God that is here today.
这不是一个从前历史中的一个故事，而是今天就活在我们最终的一位活神。
And so as a summary of this reflection,
当我们一起总结第一个 问心自问的时候,
the world tells us to stop and reflect, not judging yourself.
世界上告诉我们停下来思想，不要论断自己。
God calls us to reflect, but that results in us not being good enough.
让我们看到神在我们里面，看到我们自己思想的时候，发觉我们里面不够。
But we realize we are completely loved and valued.
但是我们发觉我们自己是完全被神所爱。
And so knowing that, we then discuss how do we then transform, how do we change? The normal response for humanity is to change and improve ourselves. Maybe we need to work out more, eat better, take some classes to learn a new skill.
我们需要锻炼，可以好好吃健康食品，可以学一些新的技巧。
Or some people say they need more me time and rest and all this.
我也需要多一些的休息的时间，给我自己自己的时间。
And this may improve our quality of life. This isn't bad.
这好像是对我们来说，生活可以变得更好一点，也不是一个坏事。
But it is not changing the whole person, and oftentimes it doesn't last very long.
但是这并不能改变我们全人，而且这是暂时的。
Even myself, I wanted to really work out more. Exercise more, yeah.
我有的时候我想我需要多一些运动。
And then my kids started teething and not sleeping, and it only lasted a few days.
那我孩子们在长牙，他们不睡觉，我运动也就停止了。
I tried hard, but our humanity, we sometimes fall short.
有的时候我越努力，我发觉我越做不了。
But how do we transform from the reality that God gives, that we're not good enough but loved?
但是我们如何在神，我们虽然这个眼中我们虽然不够好，但是我们被爱的基础上，我们来改变呢？
And as I mentioned before, we are loved by Jesus completely and perfectly.
我们被主完全的接纳，完全的爱。
And so what does he tell us to do in response to that?
那我们应该如何去回应这样的爱呢？
He tells us to do two things from the Bible.
圣经告诉我们做两件事情。
The first is to repent, which means a change of heart and mind, a change of direction.
第一个就是我们要悔改，就是我们心里面的改变，我们生活态度的改变。
We turn from our pride, our rebellion, our sin.
从一个骄傲，从犯罪的里面。
And rather than just trying to be better, we turn to believe that Jesus is the Savior.
我是自己把自己改好，而且来到主面前，他来拯救我们。
We turn to Jesus not only to forgive us, but to change us.
我们转向主不光是来赦免我们，而且要让他来改变我们。
Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27 says this, And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
以西结书三十六章二十六到二十七节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And so when we realize that we have sinned against God,
当我们看到我们在神眼中是犯罪的时候，
we turn and say, Jesus, I need you. And it's as if he gives us a heart surgery.
我们来到主面前说，主啊，我需要你，帮我改，做一个心脏手术吧。
He takes the prideful, stubborn heart and replaces it with a softer heart.
把我们里面一个骄傲，一个刚硬的心里面给我们一个柔软的心。
God is not expecting us to just be better. He's calling us to be changed.
不光是让我们变好，而且让我们是改变。
He's simply asking us to trust him to change us.
让我们相信他，让他来改变我们。
And I was living a life before Jesus of drinking and addictions.
从前我喝酒，我甚至有瘾。
And when I surrendered to God and said, God, I need help.
当我向主降服的时候，说主啊，我需要帮助。
He not only forgave my past, but he changed the desires of my heart.
他不光是忘，这是让我们抹去了我的旧的历史，而且把我的一个心里面让我转变。
This cannot be done in and of ourselves.
这靠我自己是没有办法做得到的。
Only God can truly and completely transform our lives and desires.
只有神能够真实的，能够完全的让我们生命得到更新。
And so another example is that our current state is one of deep sickness, that there is a problem within us.
另外一个例子是我们现在好像一个生得重病的一个人。
And even as Christians sometimes, when we feel sick, and so we use Jesus as a crutch.
有的时候我们觉得，甚至基督徒觉得，我觉得有点生病，我耶稣基督就是我的拐杖。
And so we walk and try harder and try to be better, and we go to church and have Jesus help us a little bit.
我自己努力要变得更好，我来到教会里面说，主啊，你帮助我一下吧。
But rather, what God is calling us to do is to jump and lay on His stretcher to carry us completely. And then God will carry us in transformation and bring us to where we truly need to be. We must stop trying to change ourselves and let the God of all creation change us. And so we don't just try to be better, rather we turn to Jesus for forgiveness and true transformation. And He doesn't just change us. The third part is He then grows us. And so the question is, how does the world say that we should grow? It's often based on our effort that we need to work harder. And they often measure growth with what you can produce, your results, and the wealth you can produce. Or the title at work, or the amount of influence you have in society. But how does God view growth? It's not about how much you can do for God and for others. But rather it's responding to God and joining Him where He is. Ephesians 2:8 through 10 says this, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, not by and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them."
以弗所书第二章八到十节这样说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。你们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。”
And so it is only through believing and trust in Jesus that we are changed.
只有相信他, 让他来改变我们。
But it doesn't stop there. God creates good works beforehand.
而且不光是停在这里而已, 神在我们里面成为一个美好的工作。
He's giving you the strength to do good works.
让我们有力量去行善。
All you do is need to walk with God and His leading and His scriptures leading.
让我们跟着他的话, 让他来带领我们跟随他。
On college campuses, I talk to a lot of people about God.
在校园里面，我常常跟许多的学生交谈关于神的事情。
I consistently have people telling me that they just want to be the best version of themselves.
他们常常对我说，我可能要希望表现得更好。
That is admirable. We want to be good people in society.
当然是这是可以敬佩的。我们希望在人群当中成为一个好人。
But if you think about it, if God is the creator of all humanity and God is perfect and good, then God would be much more effective in making us do good, making us, allowing us to do good works.
神是更有效果的，让我里面从里到外的转变。
It's not bad to want to be good, but the only path to be good and the best path to be good is through Jesus.
我们想要变好并不是一件坏事，但是能够变好最好的途径只有耶稣基督他自己。
But it's a matter of walking with Him.
我们需要跟他同行。
Colossians 1:10 says, "So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God."
哥罗西书第一章第十节那里说：“好叫你们行事为人，对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。” This
life with Jesus is really about getting to know Him in relationship.
就是跟神同行的这条的生命，是在跟主建立一个美好关系的那个生活。
It's not a bunch of rules that you have to follow, but the one that you need to know.
不是遵循很多很多的规条，而是让我们知道那一位。
And as we change and as we are changed and growing, the results will not just be internally in our minds.
当我们改变，当我们成长的时候，不光是我们头脑里面知道。
But in our actions too, as the verse says, bearing fruit.
而且在我们的行为里面，就像这里面所讲的，多结果子。
And whenever we are saved by Jesus, it will always produce good fruit and a changed life.
当我们得真正得救的时候，我们常常就会发觉，我们会结出那个好的果效来，好的果子来，生命得到改变。
But oftentimes we can act like a Christian for a time.But if it's real, if it's lasting, then it is Jesus.
我们可能自己可以自己装作一个成为一个基督徒，但是真正能够让它持续的，只有主他能来帮助我们。
John 15:16 says this: You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
约翰福音第十五章十六节这样说：不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并分派你们去结果子，叫你们果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
When we consider the growth in the world, it's often temporary.
当我们看到这个世界上所有的成长是暂时的。
It's a six-week diet, or a temporary job, or temporary entertainment.
是一个六周的一个减肥计划，或者是一个临时工，或者是一个暂时的欢乐节目。
But Jesus is offering each of us today something that is lasting.
神给我们要送给你的礼物，实际上是永远长存的。
It's not only true and good and life-giving, but it is forever.
不光是好的。是赐生命的，而且是永远的。
He is inviting us to be with Him forever in heaven.
他约请我们跟他在天国永远的在一起。
It is a completely perfect place. There's no more crying, no more suffering in God's presence.
是一个完全美好的地方，没有哭泣，没有痛苦，没有眼泪。
But the only way to receive this gift, to receive God's presence, is to turn and believe in Jesus.
只有能够我们转变转向主来相信他，我们才能够得着。
And so as we considered these things, my questions for you is this.
当我们一起思想这些事情，我问大家一个问题。
How will you reflect? Will you allow God to reflect within you?
你如何来思考，如何内省呢？你希望约请神来帮助你一起省察自己吗？
Will you accept the fact that we are sinners and deserving of judgment, but at the same time loved?
你不觉得你自己是罪有应得的，但是呢，你却得到了神的爱呢？
And I know each of us want to change something in our life.
我们知道每个人都希望在生命中有一些改变。
But how will you make that change?
你如何改变我们呢？
Will you do it yourself?Or will you allow the Creator, the all-powerful God, to help change you?
你愿意自己继续的努力，自己改变吗？还是让这位创造天地的主来改变你呢？
And I know each of you want to grow. You want to grow in knowledge and impact.
我们知道，我们每个人都希望成长，我们愿意知识更多，我们愿意影响力更多。
Will you use the world's methods that are temporary?
你需要用这个世界暂时的方法吗？
Or will you trust the eternal God who can not only change you, but he can grow you continually and forever?
你还是相信这位永恒的神，不光能够改变你，而且让你持续的成长呢？
And so I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, and I wish I could talk to each of you face to face.
我希望跟你每个人面对面的交谈，我今天可以告诉你，没有一点点怀疑的告诉你。
That following Jesus is hard, that there is sacrifice.
跟随主是不是一个容易的道路，是需要牺牲的。
But Jesus sacrificed for you because he loved you to the point of death.
但是主耶稣为你完全的摆上，甚至把他自己生命献上。
And that Jesus is worth living for and he is good.
主是配得我们为他而活的，他是美的，他是好的。
And some of you may have heard about this before.
也许大家从前听过他。
Many of you are even following Jesus.
可能现在在座的人已正在在跟随主的道路的里面。
But maybe you've drifted away and gotten distracted.
但是你可能现在走偏了，或者现在没有那么专注在他身上了。
He is always welcoming you back. His arms are always open.
他永远欢迎你回到他的里面。
Will you reflect and realize that you need Jesus to change every aspect of your life?
你需要自己内省一下，看看我们生命中各个的每一个细胞、每一个角落都需要神来帮助我们吗？
And will you come back to Him and follow Him?
你愿意回到他里面来跟随他吗？
And that this year would not be necessarily the year of the snake or just change, but a year that we follow Jesus more.
这个年不光是一个蛇年，或者我们自己改变的一年，而是让我们今天愿意完全跟随主的一年。
And for those that may not have heard of this Jesus or heard this message, that it's through Jesus alone.
有的在座的可能有些没有听过这个信息的，或者是觉得还有其他方法的。
I can speak with confidence that regardless of what you've done, He loves you today and right now.
我在这里面确实地跟你说，无论你从前做什么，今天他爱你。
His presence is here. He's longing and pursuing you. But will you turn and trust the all-perfect Creator?
他的同在就在这里，他的爱就在这里，愿意跟随他。
While Jesus was on this earth, he said, "Today is the day of salvation."
今天就是那蒙福的日子。
He's not trying to pressure you. It's because he longs for you to trust him today.
他不是来给你压力，而是让他渴慕你来跟随他。
He is ready to welcome you, to forgive you, to change you, and to grow you.
他愿意欢迎你，他愿意改变你，愿意让你继续的改变而成长。
And as I said, it's a relationship. It's simply saying, God, I want to know you.
当我讲到跟神的关系，就是我们说，主啊，我愿意认识你更多。
God, forgive me, change me. You are the only one that can save me.
主啊，求你来赦免我，求你来改变我，只有你才能改变我。
And we would love to talk to you more about this tonight.
实在愿意跟你有更多的时间跟你交谈。
And showing how simply asking God to save us, to save you, to welcome you, and He will respond.
让你看到你简单的只说，主啊，你来救我，你来拯救我，这样子向他回应。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us tonight.
主啊，感谢你，今晚你看到你是何等的爱我们。
Thank you that you proved your love by dying in our place.
实在你见证了你的爱，你在十字架上为我们受死。
Lord, forgive us for trying to do it ourselves.
实在求你赦免我们，常常我们愿意自己的用自己的方法去努力。
Lord, we ask that you would change us and grow us.
我们求你来改变我们，在你里面让我们能够成长。
Lord, we don't want to be the same. We want to be changed by you.
主啊，我们不愿意就停到现在的状况里面，我愿意被你所改变。
And we pray for anyone that may not know you yet.
我们为这在这中还有所有的没有认识你的人祷告。
That you would reveal yourself to them, for them to realize how much they are loved.
主，你向他们显现，让他们知道你是何等的爱他们。
Lord, we pray that you'd bless this next year and that this would be a year of lasting growth in Jesus.
主啊，求你祝福我们今年的一年，让我们实在在主里面能够持续成长的一年。
And may we reflect your presence and who you are in everything we do.
让我们常常看到主你的跟我们在一起，看到主你在我们中间一切的作为。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.